quiet firing, a leadership faux pas. Sometimes intentional, but often unconscious. Are you guilty of this? Last month, I shared with you a growing movement we're seeing in the marketplace, the quiet quitting. And I put the link to that article in the blog, where employees gradually become disengaged and pull back from executing more than the minimum that's on their job description. As we're hearing more and more about quiet quitting, another phenomenon has also come into focus: quiet firing. Forbes describes this as a phenomenon where employers demoralize their unwanted employees to the point where they actually decide to resign. Now, you're most likely to be thinking, no, not me. As a leader, I would never do that. Without going to that extreme, is it possible that some leaders demotivate their employees without realizing it? According to a survey conducted by LinkedIn, 35% of the 20,000 respondents revealed that they had experienced quiet firing themselves, and 48% had witnessed it at work. That's 83% of the people surveyed admit of having witnessed or undergone quiet firing at the workplace. There are undoubtedly leaders who act this like executioners. But I'm convinced that those are just, it's uncommon. On the contrary, I truly believe that this is just the minority. That being said, I've coached many leaders, and I noticed that certain behaviors are often repeated, sometimes unconsciously, sometimes out of desperation. And that really brings to remove the motivation of employees. So the first behavior that I often see is the lack of feedback. Here's a perfect example I see regularly. You ask somebody on your team to do a task, they accomplish it, but when they make mistakes. You mention these mistakes, but despite of that, the person still does these mistakes. Over time, you just stop mentioning the mistakes and you either correct them yourself or you ask somebody else on your team to do it, or you just do the task, not even mentioning it to the person concerned. Result? Communication deteriorates, and trust is slowly also deteriorates along the way. The employee feels like they're simple tax executors, that's all that they do, and they get involved less and less. And after a while, they ask themselves, what's the point? And slowly pull back from making any effort. Behavior number two, the reduction of motivating and inspiring project. An employee seems to constantly be overworked and extremely busy. Rather than listening to their needs of guiding and coaching them or offering training that might help them perform more effectively, we give the challenging project to another member of the team or we hire a new resource to get the job done. Result? As a result, self-confidence diminishes as the employee stops believing in their own competencies or their potential. After a while, they ask themselves, what's the point? And they slowly pull back of making an effort. Third behavior. We hire a new resource, a new person to take on more complex, more advanced tasks without validating the interest of advancement with the people who are currently in place in our team. The result? People are in our team don't see an opportunity of advancement of personal growth within our business, and they go see somewhere else for other opportunities. Now, I'm not sure whether quiet quitting comes before or after quiet firing or vice versa, but they definitely go in hand. And I would love to tell you that I have all the answers to keep our teams fully engaged in their work, but I don't. I'm also guilty of some of these behaviors, believe me. And I too, as leader, I evolve, I learn, I make mistakes, and hence I continue to learn. There is, however, one thing I can share with you that I'm certain of, is that our leadership reflects our self-leadership and our self-awareness. By taking a moment to become aware of why we act the way we do, we shed light on some of the behaviors we do. Consequently, taking the time to take the time and asking ourselves, what made me act this way? What's really behind my behavior? Do I truly trust this person? If I do, how can I let go? What do I need? What does this person need? If I don't, how can I build a bit more trust with this person today? Where, as a leader, am I failing in my leadership? Is this the right person on the team? And are they sitting in the right role? And lastly, am I the leader that I would love for myself? Being a trusted advisor for clients, an entrepreneur, a leader are three totally different roles that require different skills. The beauty with leadership is that there are no competencies to acquire, but simply to bring self-awareness and practice different skill sets. By offering the best version of ourselves, we don't have to quote-unquote manage our team. We can focus on creating fully motivated and engaged leaders within our team, because the world needs leaders who create more leaders.